This is the last week I'll talk about Australia Day for good, but it is as good as dead, as good as dead. In a moment, I'll play you some audio from our Deputy Premier, Jacinta Allen, who is trying to please everybody. On one hand, she wants to please the black armband crew that says Australia is evil and irredeemably racist and Australia Day is nothing but a day of sorrow and mourning and invasion and all that sort of thing. On the other hand, she obviously knows that the majority of Australians still do want to celebrate Australia Day and would like to have things like the Australia Day Parade, which through the CBD has now been canned. Anyway, the government's trying to have it both ways because they can't quite bring themselves yet to axe Australia Day. So they're trying to please everybody. And in pleasing everybody, they'll end up pleasing nobody. Okay, we'll take your calls in a moment, 133693. But look, the Deputy Premier who's filling in for the Premier, Daniel Andrews, the Deputy Premier is Jacinta Allen. She gave a press conference this morning to discuss Australia Day and why the traditional Australia Day parade through the city of Melbourne looks like it has been permanently cancelled. Here's what Jacinta Allen had to say.
For 2023, a decision has been made to really focus in on local community events and activities, and also see that through a frame of making sure that the events are respectful, they're inclusive, they celebrate the things that make us great and strong, but also recognise that particularly for many of our first peoples, for many Aboriginal Victorians, Australia Day is a difficult day. It is a day of mourning. It is a day to reflect on some of those parts of our history as to how we came about as a nation. And so that's why it's been seen to be appropriate for 2023 that there will continue to be a range, a really strong program of events, both in the city with events around Federation Square and at Government House, but also across the suburbs and the regions.
So there you go. We don't like Australia Day, so we're going to can the parade, but we recognise a lot of you do still like Australia Day, so there'll be regional parades and functions. Look, the government is having it both ways because it's trying to appease everybody, and you can't do that. For those of us who are proud Australians who want to celebrate Australia Day, well, you know, we don't like being told it's an evil holiday and we shouldn't celebrate it. And for people who are taking very much the black armband view of history that says it's all about the damage done to Indigenous people and about nothing else, well, they won't be appeased either. So there you go.